We had two bold and courageous political leaders then, particularly Anwar Sadat, combined with a very receptive leader in Menachem Begin, who was willing to make decisions very difficult for him within his own constituency in Israel. And I had done my homework. You know, I had met with the Israeli leaders and the Egyptian leaders and the Jordanian and Lebanese and Syrian leaders. We were able to provide some means by which these two bold and courageous political leaders could come together. They were incompatible. We were at Camp David 13 days. They never saw each other the last 10 days. Every time they got in the same room, we went backwards instead of forwards. So Begin and Sadat stayed separate, and I would go to one and then go to the other one back and forth. And eventually we came out with a Camp David Accord, which people forget is called a framework for peace. It's a set of principles on which peace can be predicated in the future. And that framework is still absolutely applicable to any negotiations in the Middle East now. And the people that rejected it then, Jordanians, the Palestinians, and the Syrians, are now willing to negotiate on the basis of Camp David. And we used the Camp David principles 6 months later to conclude the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt.